Hey guys, welcome to the Perfectly Wasted Podcast. I'm the host, Dull Oxide. Today is episode 57 on Anime Talk. You could find all of my previous episodes on the Drinking Wise Men YouTube channel, along with my bi-weekly podcast, Brew the Truth, my day-to-day photos, cat photos, and cosplay photos on my Instagram, at Dull Oxide. So recently, there's been kind of a dry spell for me for anime that I like to watch inside of the current seasons. I only watch completed anime, so I've been rewatching some of the anime series that I've watched in the past that are, you know, easily accessible or that I want to rewatch just because. So one of those anime is Death Note. Now, I started rewatching Death Note because the new series is coming out on Netflix. It's going to be released later this week, and it's going to be the live-action American adaption. So I'm kind of just wanting to see the good of Death Note before the potential bad of Death Note, if you know what I mean. It's very possible that the new series will be really great, but the original series of Death Note was really intriguing to me. It was kind of like the first time that I saw a really well laid out bad guy who's a good guy kind of thing. Now, Code Geass also did something similar to this, where they have the bad guy who's a good guy. Obviously, Light is slightly different because he is literally just killing everyone that he deems is bad or evil. So there's a little bit, it's a little iffy there. The gray zone's kind of like really in between on it. So it's quite different from Code Geass in the aspect that obviously it's kind of like all powerful. The Death Note is obviously all powerful compared to having, you know, his power to just of suggestion. The writing a name in a book and killing somebody is much more powerful than being able to suggest something. But I mean, I guess that's kind of debatable too, because power of suggestion is extraordinarily powerful depending on what you're saying for them to do. So the ultimate command versus a note that you could write somebody's name and then they die. That being said, I really, really enjoyed Death Note, and I am looking forward to going through and watching the new live-action series. However, I just don't know how good it's going to be, so by rewatching it, I'm just going to be able to heighten myself up a little bit and be able to enjoy it a little bit more, I'm hoping. I do the same thing with, you know, different movies that I watch. For instance, if it comes into season, which is starting to come into season now, that Harry Potter is going to be popular. Harry Potter, I consider like a Halloween slash Christmas type movie, believe it or not, because those are the only two holidays that they actually celebrate in the movie. So obviously Witches and Wizards is a little bit more Halloween-y than it is Christmassy, but if I do intend to watch the movies, usually I'll try and read the books a little bit beforehand and then watch the movie if I feel like I'm in the mood and go from there. And I'm kind of doing the same thing here where I'm watching the series and then going through, and now I'm going to watch the live action that's coming up. Now, also, in addition to Death Note, which I stated, you know, obviously I really enjoyed it. I do love these kind of good evil type anime, you know, where you have somebody that is extraordinarily clever and where they are like they're a good person, but they have to do evil deeds kind of thing, which not everyone will agree with me that Death Note is like this, but I do really enjoy these. And similar to Death Note, we have another series that kind of has the evil guy who is also good, but it's more comedic, and that's going to be the next anime here, which is The Devil is a Part-Timer. Now, I've watched this already once all the way through, and I really enjoyed it when I watched it through. It's very, very funny, and obviously you could tell as it goes on that the devil actually didn't really think about what he was doing when he was conquering the world in his previous world, and now he's trying to go through McDonald's and build a career to try and take over Earth, if you will. It is quite hilarious. If you've never seen it, definitely something to watch. I would recommend it to almost anyone that likes kind of lighthearted type anime that, you know, kind of have a little bit of a little tiny serious background to them. If you watch the first couple of minutes of episode one, it is like completely different from the rest of the series for the most part. You know, it's a lot of like slaughtering and fighting and things like that. And then you find out that most of the series is just comedy, and it's a great comedy. It really is. You have an all-powerful being that's come down to basically the bottom of the line, you know, working at a McDonald's, which is, you know, just, it's a McDonald's basically that they've renamed because you can't say McDonald's without being a sponsor and so on and so forth. So That being the case, you know, it's pretty funny. It shows him working his way up as a McDonald's employee, basically trying to make a living for himself so that he can try and gain money to take over this new world, if you will. And that's when he eventually meets the hero that had injured him enough to teleport to this new world, and things start to happen. It's a great comedy. And again, if you haven't seen it, I'd suggest watching it. It's good enough that I'd watch it twice, and there's a few things that I would watch twice, especially if they're longer than like an hour and a half or 2 hours. Many movies that I enjoy, I'll watch twice, but anime series are a little bit different. Since some of them are so long, it takes a long time to get through them. One Piece, I probably would not watch twice all the way through just because it is so long. And a series like this that's so much shorter, you know, anything that's what I would consider like a one season, a 26 episode or lower anime, it's just fantastic to rewatch all the way through. And there are several animes, like I've said, that I've watched all the way through twice or even three times in some cases, because I do just kind of like enjoy the dynamic of it. So again, if you haven't seen it, I'd recommend it. It's a fantastic anime. It's very, very funny, lighthearted, with some serious tones in it. And obviously it's got some magic and fantasy in there, and very, very enjoyable. Now, that'll lead me kind of into my last and third anime here, which I started rewatching because I want to try and do a cosplay for Anime Expo this year, but also because it's just a great anime, and that's going to be One Punch Man. So if you have not seen One Punch Man yet, then you basically just need to watch it. Now, it's a little bit ridiculous. It has a lot of comedy aspects to it. And if you have not heard of what this anime is about, it is literally about a man who can, in one punch, defeat any enemy. Now, it sounds pretty ridiculous, and it is pretty ridiculous, but it is a very good anime. And the way that they decided to do the art styles is pretty great and pretty hilarious. As you can see, if you're watching, you can see that the art style inside of the photo that I have here is quite serious, but Saitama, who is the main character, who is One Punch Man, doesn't really get his, like, most of the time he has kind of like a crappy illustration. He just looks like a dumpy kind of guy. But when he gets serious art with him, which is fantastic. And it makes it so that when you're watching the anime, you get these little surprises where you're like, oh yeah, he looks like shit here. And then, oh, but here he looks super fucking serious and it's super cool. And from what I understand, they did this because of the way that the manga art is. Initially, it was just that there was like shitty art and they decided to just stay with it. So they decided to stay with it, and it ended up being a great thing. You know, when you watch the anime, it is fantastic. You understand that Saitama himself doesn't even know why he's as powerful as he is, essentially. Although he believes it's because of his intense training regimen. And so that being said, again, if you haven't seen the anime, it is fantastic. There's a lot of different comedic aspects to it that make it quite enjoyable. Another one I would highly recommend, especially if you're into the shorter seasons. You know, if you don't want to get into something that's like 300 or 400 episodes, this is right up your alley. You know, it's going to be right around it's going to be under 26 episodes, I believe. I don't remember exactly how many there are in it, but the anime itself is great. I'm waiting for season 2 to come out, and I'm really looking forward to trying to build a Genos cosplay that's going to be, you know, true to Genos. I'm thinking that's going to be pretty enjoyable, even though it's going to be somewhat of a challenge. And that is why I started watching this again, because I felt like it'd be fun to rehash it, you know, to watch it and see some of the detail that I might have missed before. And it is available, if you're curious, on Netflix, so you can just go and load it right up and start playing it. And again, it is just a fantastic series. So if you like, you know, superheroes or parodies of superheroes, or if you like comics, or you just like silly shit, then you're probably going to really enjoy this anime. I would highly suggest it. And of course, this is actually, I think this is the third time I've watched it through, because I do believe I watched it originally and then I rewatched it again. And this being the third time I've completely watched it through, it was enjoyable all the times that I've watched it. I really did enjoy it. So if you do like that kind of ridiculous shit, but you might not necessarily be so much into anime, then you'll probably appreciate this even more because of how ridiculous it is. It's basically making fun of like hero stories, if you will. And while some people really enjoy hero stories, I really enjoy the stories of different heroes. This was also just really great. So That being said, all these anime I would highly recommend to anyone if you've never seen them. Even if you have seen them, they're worth a second watch through if you really did enjoy them when you watched them. And I would recommend, like I said, these animes to anyone. So with that, if you have any other anime that you might want to suggest to me that you think that I might enjoy that I haven't mentioned in my previous shows, then by all means, do direct message me or comment down below. If you have any suggestions for future podcasts, again, direct message me or comment down below. I'm more than happy to talk about things that I can do a little bit of research on or learn about. So please do subscribe, like, and share these episodes. It helps a tremendous amount, guys. I can't tell you how much. I am trying to build up a channel here where I can eventually just basically talk about whatever I feel like, which I'm sure tons of other people are doing. But that being the case, every subscribe, every like, and every share helps so, so much. So please do go ahead and do those things. And again, thank you for joining us. As always, that was 10 minutes perfectly wasted.